for someone who had never had the chance to dine there? How would you describe it?
Binny on Eagle, we're nestled in this neighborhood that was widely known as the Block. We try and pay homage to a lot of the Black business owners, bakers, makers, and chefs that thrived in that business district post-Jim Crow era. We're just kind of trying to bring a lot of that back in hopes of, you know, people learning and understanding all this rich Black history that exists in this area. Just because of erasure, people just have no idea of all of the history that was there.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to convey. More than the food, of course, the food is excellent. There's a lot of intentionality, which is why where we are right now is such a tragedy.
Yeah, it is really tough. I felt like, you know, we're at the top of our game and everything kind of came to a screeching halt for everyone. We're just trying to make it through day by day.
So the day that you closed your doors because of coronavirus, take us there. What did that look like? When was it? And I understand all the hourly wage workers were laid off. That had to have been so hard for you.
It was really hard. So on March 16th, that was the day that we officially closed as a restaurant. And we have a sister restaurant and a bakery, Rhubarb and Rue. So we moved all operations to just one central location. But yeah, I mean, we cleaned out our walk-in. We packaged all of our perishable goods and sent them home with employees so that they would have resources for themselves and their families as well.
And that's what I was thinking. In the few times that I've been there, I saw almost a family dynamic. And I imagine as executive chef, your team looks to you almost as a team captain. On that closing day, people were looking for you for some moral support. What did you say to your team?
The best thing that I'm trying to do right now is give everyone hope. I'm trying to do my best to be that moral support for everyone. And we have big text groups and we're trying to do our best to kind of just stay in communication with each other and encourage each other and answer any questions that people may have and help them utilize all the resources that are out there right now.
Well, I'm thinking about the news right now, which is the stimulus package that awaits House approval. Do you see that as a good solution for supporting your coworker families, or is there more that you'd like to see?
I do think that is a step in the right direction. My main concern right now, obviously, are all of those hourly employees that have been laid off. Despite this stimulus package, people are still going to be in dire straits. Unless, as employers, we're saying that we're going to pay people double when they come back, it's going to be really hard for people to dig themselves out of that hole. I mean, just service industry workers already have it so tough, and they've already had to face grueling hours and low wages. So to have to go back to that and then just be in a deeper hole is very difficult to grapple with.
Well, I have to say, I think it's inspiring to see you not wasting time. I mean, you're at home, things are kind of on pause, but you're still active and engaged. After a year of, I mean, extreme highs, you know, getting a James Beard nomination, being in the New York Times, is it too soon to ask how this is affecting you? You know, how will Ashley Shanti on the other side of this be a little different? How has this milestone affected you professionally or personally?
I hope that I'll experience a lot of growth from this as a leader. Being a good leader is something that is really important to me, and being an example and fighting for the underdog, you know, fighting for my cooks and my dishwashers and servers. My heart really beats for the people that we employ. So I have not even really processed how it affects me personally.
Are you thinking of someone in particular?
No, like you said, I mean, you've sensed it coming through our doors. We truly are a family. You know, there are people that have children to feed, and there's some people that were in the midst of starting families. And, you know, I think about that. Like, it's not just my life that's on hold, but everyone's.
Well, I really appreciate you shedding light and adding to the conversation. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate your time, Cass.